WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Ouch!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
All right, just after 6 o'clock, 6:02, partly cloudy, 54 today. This weekend, weather looking pretty good, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, 42 in the NRV, 45 in Lynchburg, and 48 in Roanoke. Is it really Friday?
Yes, hallelujah.
This
can
week
we sing it?
Flew by.
Yeah.
I felt like it was Friday 3 out of the 4 days this week.
Yeah.
Every day I thought it was Friday.
No, for me, the week just flew by. I've been so busy this week in the afternoons and stuff. Before I know it, I was like, it's time to go to bed and get up and go
to
work again.
That's true. They were busy days.
Kind of feels like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Now, I will say...
No pun intended.
I know.
Saw what you did there, Monica.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I will say we made it to Friday, and I brought my brand new addiction back with me on Fridays. What's on my phone screen? I'm showing it to Monica right now. What do you see on my phone screen right now?
A bunch of numbers.
Lord have mercy. Chris, can you tell her what's on my phone screen?
It looks like Scrabble or some kind of game.
It's Sudoku. Have you guys never played Sudoku?
I've played it a long time.
I've never played Sudoku.
Okay, you're trying to pronounce
it. Oh,
I'm calling it Sudoku.
I know how to pronounce it.
But you don't know what it looks like, so you sit down somewhere. So this used to be a huge addiction of mine.
Oh.
In college, I would literally skip classes if I couldn't get the collegiate times at Virginia Tech to do a Sudoku, whatever you want to call it, during class.
Yeah.
And I redownloaded it on my phone, the New York Times app.
Okay.
So now this is what I've been playing. Nonstop.
Okay, because what was
Non-stop.
The game before? What was the brain teaser game that was like really popular?
Are you talking about Wordle?
Wordle, yes.
Like, that was like 5 minutes of my time.
Yeah.
This is like an hour of my time right here.
I didn't ever play Wordle. I tried to play Wordle a couple times, like, I don't have the patience.
I got
for
into
this.
It for a little bit, and then it got serious. I think that's when it turned for me. Like, everybody was so just like, we got to have our Wordle scores. Like,
because you had the streak going.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to break the streak.
I tell you what.
Yeah, then once you broke the streak, you didn't play anymore. Monica, what's on your mind this Friday morning?
Antoine calling me out. You called me out. Look, Hendrix is playing basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes, yes. And so he had a game last night. And I said, even though the team, they didn't win, it was everyone played well. He got the first 2 points. They did get some points on the board.
Monica.
I was excited. And Antoine said, you have become that parent. Explain yourself. Explain what that parent.
That, first off, that was a false recollection of how the story happened. Monica said, she walked in and she goes, so the team didn't win last night. You didn't jump in and say they played well at first. Your initial comment was that they lost. And then you paused.
Uh-huh.
And then you said, but then they played well. So what I'm saying is Monica's becoming that parent where it's all about wins and losses with youth sports.
Next thing you know, she's going to be rolling up in the parking lot in a minivan.
Oh, look. Some of those minivans are smooth.
Oh, they are. They're pretty nice, those doors.
So on the way to work today, it's been about 3 out of the 5 days on the way to work.
Uh-huh.
I want to know what happens when a skunk gets ran over and dies
uh-huh.
because... other than smelling, I feel like that the scent goes on for miles because I drove down the interstate for at least 2 miles and I smelt a skunk.
You probably had a skunk bag on your tire.
I want to know how far the scent travels. It's like, did a busload of skunk get hit?
You got that skunk sack on your tire.
And I want to know,
wash your car now.
Is that scent from one skunk? Is it from 10?
Because
it smells like a whole family of skunks was taken out.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Chris and I were talking off mic about what the name of today is. And I called it Groundhog's Day. And Chris correctly pointed out that it's just Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Well, see, for me, there's such a big deal made about today that I make today's day possessive to the groundhog.
Okay.
So when I say Groundhog's Day, it's not Kroger's.
Uh-huh.
It's Groundhog apostrophe S.
Okay.
Because this is Phillip's Day.
All right.
Or Lucy
Tiny Field.
Or Lucy the Lobster's Day. Or Scramble the Ducks Day, which we'll get into in a second.
Okay, you gotta tell us about Lucy.
Well, when we're just talking about Phil, 4% of people believe that Phil is always 100% right when predicting whether we're gonna get 6 more weeks of winter or spring's gonna come early.
I'm not in that 4%. I feel like the groundhog is wrong a majority of the time.
Easily. Phil is only right 39% of the time in the history since 1886.
Yeah.
He's only been right pretty much 4 out of 10 times.
Now, do you think we're eventually going to get away from Groundhog Day? Because I think that after a while, people are like, okay, this is abuse to Phil.
I mean, I think... they'll try, but we're gonna have Groundhog Day.
It's like all of it. Phil was taking this amazing nap, and we're gonna wake him up and hold him up in the air.
Yeah.
They said the Groundhog Club claims that Phil is immortal. He supposedly drinks something called the Elixir of Life every summer, and they've been using the same groundhog since 1886. But Phil's wife Phyllis is not immortal, and they've never had kids.
Oh, really?
Those are more fun facts about Phil.
I wonder who even started the day. Like, who said, let's follow this groundhog? This groundhog will determine if we have spring.
I wish I had that answer for you, okay. But I don't. But, so I also tease Lucy the Lobster and Fufu the Hedgehog.
Yes.
Well, those are the mascots for other states. So, for example, Oregon has Fufu the Hedgehog that predicts whether or not there's going to be more winter or more spring. Lucy the Lobster is the animal in Nova Scotia that predicts the weather coming up. And we also have Scramble the Duck in Connecticut.
Okay, well, we need one. Like, maybe Chris the Skunk this morning.
Yeah.
Like, we can bring back...
Sandra
the Skunk?
Yes. I smell for 2 miles today.
How long does the smell last? That's how long winter's going to last. There we go. Go ahead and sign us up.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra the Skunk. It's a mascot.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And you may be disappointed to find out that Subway has now removed something from their menu. It is their most popular thing right now.
Okay.
So if you open up your Subway app and you go to place your order, and you're like, oh, I want that new footlong chocolate chip cookie. It's not there.
It's gone already?
Yeah, so they have sold so many of those footlong cookies that they can't keep up with the demand.
Wow.
So a lot of stores have taken them completely off the menu as an option to order. And then you'll notice on some of them, it says the churros that they also have.
Yeah.
And then the pretzel, they'll be marked as sold out.
Oh.
Because the sidekicks, those new 3 sidekicks that they kicked off or started a couple months ago, has been their hottest thing on the menu in a long time. And they can't keep up the demand for those foot-long chocolate chip cookies.
But, so you like they'll still have the chocolate chip cookies available, like just like
just the regular
individual
cookie.
Stop it, Monica.
But that's
well, you know what I was getting at. Yeah, because I can take a bunch of those and just put them in the microwave.
I knew you were gonna
and,
do it.
You know, and press it out. And I still get a foot long.
Yeah. But, I mean, Subway does have really good chocolate chip cookies in general. But for some reason, as much as I love chocolate chip cookies, the footlong chocolate chip cookie doesn't look as good because, for me, if it's something that's too big, the quality goes down.
And that's a fact. Yeah.
Like, if somebody's making you just a regular footlong sub and compared to if they do, like, a 24-foot sub, it's like, I'll just take the footlong sub. I feel like that quality is going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the smaller, the better quality it is.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, size matters, obviously.
It does.
It does matter. And sometimes you got to make sure the cookie is the proper length or proper size for it to be as delicious as it can be. Makes sense.
It does.
Completely makes sense to me.
Yeah, so Monica, I know you mentioned earlier, man, I want to go to Subway and get one of those footlong chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Here's what's coming up.
Yeah. In the
morning. On the K92 Morning Thing.
Hey, y'all, I think my neighbor has a beef with me. I think she has beef.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is exciting. I'm excited about this.
I don't know what I did.
Did she leave you a dirty note, dirty look, or what is she doing to you?
Okay, I'm going to give you the details of what's all going down, and you'll tell me if we have beef.
Okay.
Just a few on K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, so I think my neighbor has beef. She has beef with me. I don't know what I did.
I'm sure you did something. No, I'm on the neighbor's side.
Well, the reason I... the reason I say is because... So we have like five homes on this block. And my neighbor on trash day...
Okay.
She likes to go out and bring back the empty trash cans to each individual home.
Right.
Very nice.
All the homes except for mine. Not saying that I want her to do that for me. Not saying that I need her to do that. But I'm just wondering, because we have a neighborhood group chat even. And people, like, they say, oh, thank you for, bringing our trash cans back. Yeah. But she never takes mine back to the house.
Wow.
Brings mine back. And I don't
That's awkward.
Yeah.
That's really awkward, Monica. Like,
I'm like, why is that?
What could you have done to her to make her... Because if you're taking everyone else's trash up, like you are the Mother Teresa of the neighborhood.
Yes.
You are going above and beyond. So if you are picking out one house to not do that to,
it stands out.
They did something to you.
But what did I do? And I'm trying to think back. Did I give a look? Because there was one time she was in my yard working on my garden.
Wait, she just randomly showed up and started
working? Yes, I got off work and she was already in my yard. And it was beautiful, but I was kind of just... thrown off by it. And I was like, oh, well, thank you. And I gave her a bottle of water and stuff because it was hot outside. And maybe my facial expression scared her a little bit, because I was just...
So ever since that day, would you say that your relationship with her has gone downhill? Is that the day that she decided, fine, moving Monica's trash can and putting it back up?
I think so, because I seen her and I thought we were good. I thought... Because I would say, hi, what's going on,
Conspiracy.
And she waved. But now she just, she stays away from my house. Like, she's not really, messing around with the plants and stuff. She's not messing with my trash can.
Now, have you thought about confronting her and asking her?
I think I have to, right?
I would say no.
What?
If she was already going out of her way to be a nice neighbor to you, and you did something to make her change who she is as a person... You need to stay away from her.
What?
Because she's a brand new person.
She's
now.
A brand new person?
She is a brand new person that hates your guts.
Well, I have to ask. I have to wonder, what did I do? I'm confused.
No, here's my idea. I think you should go over and do something nice to her that she doesn't expect. Go do something in her yard.
I'm going
to
take her trash can.
Yeah, and take her trash can up.
And get arrested for trespassing. She can't wait to call 911.
I'll be on channel 710, 13, my mugshot.
You could take the petty route and put up everyone else's trash can but hers.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what. I want to be another neighbor in this neighborhood. Everyone's taking up my trash. Let you guys just have a beef. No, Monica, you better stay away from her.
Okay.
You changed her.
I don't know.
She went from Mother Teresa to Dirty Diana. You better stay away.
Prepare to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber.
As someone who has been accidentally exposed to the drop-off line or the pickup line at schools, I just don't see how being banned from one is a bad thing. I feel like that's a blessing in disguise if you are no longer allowed to drop your kid off at school or pick them up.
Line.
But there is a mom that has been banned from dropping her kid off at school, and it's all because she is promoting her business on her vehicle.
Okay. What's she doing, Avon?
What's she selling?
She's not selling Avon. She's not selling Mary Kay.
Supplements?
She's not selling supplements. Actually, there are some supplements ads because she is selling her OnlyFans.
Okay.
Wait, yeah.
What does her van say? OF, and it has her screen name?
So there is on the back window... It's a giant OnlyFans link with her username and everything. Here she is talking about it.
Well, it's definitely linked to, explicit content, adult content for sure. My husband and I had this, little wild, behind closed doors lifestyle that we've now decided to share. I was forced to have to, take it off or not come on campus.
Yeah, so right now, because there's a giant OnlyFans link on the back of her car, the private school that her kids attend, they said that she has to park across the street. She cannot come on campus grounds, and her kid has to cross street every single day.
So I know how this all went down. There was a dad dropping their kid off at school that one day, and he saw the back of her van. He went home and got on OnlyFans. His wife found out, and his wife is the one that turned in this mom. Because her husband is spending more time on OnlyFans with this other mom.
Well, there's probably several cases of that.
Yeah.
Well, here's one of the moms talking about it. She says, that's a distraction to my children.
and their husband.
And no matter how poorly or good I parent, porn is out there, and that's the kind of the first thing they're seeing when they're going into a place that's supposed to be educating them. It's not just a tiny little emblem on the back of her car. It is taking up the entire windshield.
You just talk to the kids about it. They're probably not even paying attention. You know, and I say, so it had to be like it was a husband, somebody else that seen it. And they said, oh, so did you see what Miss Molly's been posting?
And so he's been telling his kids to set up a play date.
Hey,
we need to really get over there to Steven's house with the kids.
hey, is his mom single?
Now, who's in the right? Who's in the wrong? Should she take it off or?
That's her business.
Okay. Yeah. So is the school in the right for banning her?
I get where they probably say, okay, I don't think kids are paying attention to it, so they're wrong. Yeah, they're wrong for banning her.
Let her drive on campus.
Let her drive her van.
Promoting her job.
Yeah, with her OnlyFans. Who knows? She's probably just making pancakes.
Hey, listen, private schools
are expensive. Mm-mm.
She already said it's very explicit content. She goes, it's me and my husband.
There's a way that you can cook a pancake to make it look like that.
All right.
All right, then. Hey.
Here's Chris Brown forever.
He may only be a dog dad, but his jokes are just as corny. It's Chris Ryan with dad jokes and puns on K92.
All right, is it okay that I start drinking as soon as the kids are at school? Or does that make me a bad teacher? That's
makes
the teachers
you efficient.
The teachers this morning. What do you call a cannabis plant sprouting out of a road?
What?
Pothole.
Listen, that's all right.
I like both of them so far.
Yeah.
What'd you call the bug that handles the financials of the insect colony?
Oh, boy. What is that?
An accountant.
That's a cute one.
Why should you never fight a dinosaur?
Why?
You'll get Jurassic kicked.
I kind of want to put on one of those dinosaur costumes, a T-Rex costume, and use that joke.
Kids, don't use that one in school.
Okay.
Jurassic. Okay. And finally, you know, I was robbed at the gas station yesterday. Yeah, I called the police and they asked me if I knew who did it. I said, yeah, pump six.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes, going back up.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
Super Bowl Sunday is 9 days away. Mm. Nine wake-ups away. And if you're planning to have a Super Bowl party, then you're probably going to have some Super Bowl cocktails, some Super Bowl drinks. So I want to help you real quick on making those drinks, those cocktails, just a little better by the best and most efficient way to add some fruit juice, or whether it's lemon juice or lime juice to your drink. Because typically what people would do is, you know, cut them in half and then squeeze and try to get all the juice out.
Yep.
You're not getting all the juice out that way. This is what you need to do. You need to take the lemon, take the lime, and roll it back and forth across the cutting board. Mm-hmm. Put a lot of pressure on it.
Yes.
Do not cut it yet. Do not cut any incisions. Just roll it hard across the cutting board and then stab the top of it. If you have a really metal straw, that could do it. But stab the top of it, hold it upside down, and squeeze the juice out. Because when you're rolling it, all the juice comes in one place, and you get every drop of that orange juice,
there
that lime,
go.
That lemon, whatever you need. That's the best way to make your cocktail.
And if you don't want to use your hand, use your back. You know, sometimes they say use a tennis ball to help with tight muscles. Why not use that lemon or lime, too? You know, you're going to use the juice anyway.
Now, what if someone did that on their feet? Because people use tennis balls on their feet.
Wash it.
But yeah, so that's my thing. Chris, what you got?
All right, so speaking of lemons and limes, something you may want to do, save a lemon and grab a handful of ice. Because I just learned this probably a couple years ago, but if you drop ice cubes down in your garbage disposal and like a slice of lemon, that cleans the blades and eliminates unpleasant odors.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so especially if you turn on your disposal, it sounds like something's stuck in there. It's kind of clunky.
Uh-huh.
Chances are it's just got a bunch of gunk buildup. You don't even have to throw the lemon in there. Just throw the ice cubes in there, run the ice cubes through. You'll be like, wow, I have a brand new garbage disposal.
Yeah, it cleans it out. I don't know. I mean, it's Friday, and when you said save a lemon, I was like, save a lemon, ride a cowboy.
I know was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you.
I hate anytime we think the same thing. All right, so Chris and I gave you guys pretty good ones. Here's Monica's turn.
I have a great one.
I hear you.
Okay, this is like a self-love one, a Valentine's Day one, a spa day.
Okay.
All right, so you want to treat yourself. You want to go to a nice Asian restaurant. okay? One that gives you like a warm towel, right? Go for your hands.
I'm listening.
And this is what you're going to do. You're going to sit down by your lonesome. You're going to have your warm towel. You're going to put that on your eyes and just relax in your seat and wait for your food to arrive. Like, you tell them, don't take away my towel. Use that. Use the available towels to... Antoine, don't make the face.
I'm just watching.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out where you're going with this.
Because you're
going to
relax and make it a spa day while you're waiting for your food. So you have the, you know, your server.
Yes.
While you're sitting there. Yeah, you're sitting there.
The Japanese steakhouse.
And just place that towel on your eyes and let your eyes just rest. Takes away the swelling, the stress. And then by the time you take it off, your food's right there.
It's not the worst idea she's ever said, Chris. Like, I've been around for years of thing hacks, and I'm be honest, this is probably top six.
Of the worst ones?
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Oxitani Phil, that groundhog.
Yeah, we just got the results.
Yep.
If we're going to have six more weeks of winter, mm-hmm. or if spring's going to show up a little earlier. Now, Punxsutawney Phil, he came out of his little hole
whatever.
Hole in the ground. Roughly 12,000 people were there to see him say, spring is coming early. He did not see his shadow. We are going to get Woo-hoo! Spring earlier this year. Let's give it up for Punxsutawney.
Yes!
Now, just a reminder, he's only been correct since 1886, 39% of the time.
But look, we'll take it.
Which means
we'll
61% of the time, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
So don't put those winter jackets away just yet.
I got a feeling you might be right, because look at the weather we've had the past week and look at the weather for next week. It doesn't feel like winter.
Oh, we're going to get a blizzard in April.
It's going to happen.
Yep, it's going to happen now.
And speaking of Groundhog Day, something you may want to turn on your TV at some point today, or maybe watch TV for a little bit, because for today only, Lay's is running an ad campaign on TV about a guy who's stuck in a time loop where he keeps going to the same grocery store cashier to buy Lay's potato chips. Uh-huh. The only thing that changes in each commercial is the type of chips.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
He gets more frustrated as the series goes along. There's eight of the commercials, so they're going to rotate today on TV.
Oh, that's exciting.
I got to see some of them. They're pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Since we're talking about TV, let's talk about Disney, Hulu, and ESPN, because they're going to crack down on password sharing, following Netflix lead on that.
Netflix has come out to say that they have made a substantial amount of money since they've cracked. Like,
oh, I bet.
Users didn't leave like they promised to. More users signed up when they cracked down on these passwords.
Yep. Yeah, so what are you going to do when they have the new Suits spinoff show?
Oh, I'm so excited.
I need to jump into Suits. I've heard great things.
Best show ever.
No one says anything bad about Suits, so I need to start season one sometime soon, maybe this weekend.
Yeah, I think Suits became more popular now that it's on Netflix and more people are exposed to it, which is probably why they're doing a spinoff series.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we got to get into the drama of it all. Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. Now, you know, earlier this week, Britney Spears, she did say, like, she apologizes for some things that she said about JT. Like, she, you know, so...
Things that she wrote in the book.
Some things she put in the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I will say this. She never specified that she was talking about Justin. She said, I want to apologize to the people that I may have hurt and offended by the things I wrote in my book or said in my book.
Yes. Right.
But we assumed it was Justin.
And then she went on to say she loves his new song, Selfish.
She did.
Which is good. Yep.
She did say all that. Okay, so, well, now, JT, he took what appeared to be a shot at Britney Spears during the show the other night, where he, after his song, Cry Me a River, he says, I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely nobody.
No effing body.
And so you know what? Britney Spears, she caught wind of that and she says, I unapologize now. I unapologize.
We are so mature, guys.
We are grown, right?
So I take my apology back.
And then Britney says, let's take it to the basketball court, because in her book, she talked about how she used to beat Justin playing basketball and then he would run home and cry to his mom.
Justin can hoop. I don't believe that part.
Oh, I believe
it. I don't believe that part. Justin can hoop.
You remember Punk'd when he cried on the back of that trailer?
I'm talking about the basketball court.
I believe
he
cries.
He's emotional. He does cry. I know that about him.
And by the way, I think a lot of people forgot, just 2 years ago, Justin did issue an apology to both Britney and Janet for his the things that he did in the past too.
Yeah.
So Justin has apologized to Britney before and then Janet Jackson.
Yeah, so I don't understand all this beef. Let's just move on. Make a song together.
Do you think
make a song together?
Yeah.
One day.
Look,
right?
I love both their music, but I'm thinking is this a big a beef as say Tupac and Biggie or maybe Nas and Jay-Z or maybe what's going on with Megan and Nicki?
Well, considering that people died with Nas and Biggie,
I
feel like that's a very terrible comparison.
Well, those are like hip hop beefs that have happened through the year.
They may have a dance off,
karaoke off.
Yeah,
you don't hear a lot of pop stars beefing. By request, that is Timber from Pitbull and Kesha wrapping up our happy hour triple play on a Friday. Great song, getting you pumped up wherever you're headed this morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I came across this video that I want to share with you guys. There's a woman that posted something on Instagram, and it was in response to a question her daughter asked her.
Okay.
I guess they're not driving like a new fancy car.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked her mom, "Mom, why don't we have a cool car?" And her response was amazing. And I think a lot of people feel this way. Here's what she said.
Said, "I beg to differ. We have the coolest car available on the road today, and that is a paid off car." Mm. "That's right. I ain't got no car note." And she said, "Well, if you don't have a car payment, doesn't that mean you can afford a new car?" And I said, "Not around here, partner. Not around here. This car might be 11 years old and have 190,000 miles on it, but we are going to drive her until the wheels fall off mm-hmm. and the engine explodes on the side of the highway. We will drive her until the cost of the repairs outweighs what we have saved for a new car. And we are not fixing non-essential items. The backup camera doesn't work. That's fine. I learned how to parallel park without one. Mm-hmm. The radio works when it wants to. Also fine. I'm content sitting in the silence, listening to the racing of my own thoughts. The temperature gauge says it's 100 degrees outside. It's not. We're going to drive her until she doesn't drive anymore because there is nothing cooler than a car that is paid off. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise."
Boom.
Well, I will say I've had a car that wasn't, you know, that was paid off and I drove until the wheels literally fell off and it did blow up on 81. It was on fire and people pulled over to help me.
You're this mother right here.
Yeah. I had duct tape on that thing. I mean, so I really did just, you know, drive until I had no choice but to get a new car. So
I have only paid off one car and it was an amazing feeling. But mm-hmm. then after a while, it started having problems. And ever since I've had a car payment, but I think there's a lot of people that are in the same situation that she is and feel the same way.
Oh, yes. For sure.
I think two things can be true.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is no greater feeling than to have your car paid off. I've had two vehicles mm-hmm. that have been paid off.
Uh-huh.
But just because the car is paid off does not make the car cool. It makes it affordable. It makes it efficient. It does not make it cool. There was nothing that she just described that's going on with her car.
Look,
that said, this is a cool car. If we're paying attention to the words that are used.
Yeah, I get it because my car was not cool.
Not cool at all.
No, it didn't have a taillight. It didn't. I mean, it was, like I said, it was duct taped together. I could see the road from the floor, like, you know, as I was driving. It was.
Wilma Flintstone.
Yeah, it was not cool. But it was paid off.
And if I'm her daughter ask a legitimate question. Like, don't take me to school. Let me walk. It's 7 miles in the snow. I will walk to school, mother. Don't you come up in this drop-off line with your quote-unquote cool car.
So I'm kind of curious to know, 540-774-9236. I want you to call the show and tell us about the car that you're driving until the wheels fall off. A car that is paid off. I want to know how many miles are on it. You can call 540-774-9236 or text in 52353. What car are you driving? It's the K92 Morning Thing. Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And just a few minutes ago, we were talking about a mom whose daughter asked her a question. "Mom, why don't we drive a cool car?" And her response was, "A cool car is a car that's paid off." That's mm-hmm. the car that she's currently driving her around in, and they're going to drive it till the wheels fall off.
so cool. We're
kind of curious to know what car are you driving right now that's paid off and then that you're going to drive till the wheels fall off? 540-774-9236. We have Catherine on. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Catherine, tell us about your cool car that you're driving.
Well, I'm driving a Honda Odyssey minivan.
Yeah.
And I it's a mom car, and it has a trim piece hanging on by a thread. But what's cool about it is it has been to the Pacific Ocean in California and Oregon, and it has been to the Northern Atlantic Ocean all the way up in Maine, and it has been all the way down to Key West. It's been in approximately 40 states. I haven't counted.
Look, she drives
a
boat.
I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken five people to all of those places.
Look, I'm telling you, I've been in a minivan. I've rented one for traveling, and it's smooth.
How many soccer games do your kids have? Like, how are they playing in every time zone?
It has about 258,000 miles on it.
Wow. Huh. And I don't want to kill the mood, Catherine, but let's be honest. How many years do you think this van has left on it?
It's hard to say. It's got a lot of miles, but they're mostly long distance miles. There's really nothing wrong with it. So
wow.
I think I got another year at least, maybe two.
And you said you got a Honda Odyssey.
Hondas are great cars. They last a long time,
too. They sure do.
Okay, you're at 258,000 miles. What was the last kind of engine issue or issue you had with it?
Oh, gosh. It was like this, I don't know. It was like...
It was that long ago.
Compressory thing. I don't know. And it was about $1,000 to repair. But
not
well worth it, because that was a year and a half ago.
All right.
And now here's the big question. Do your kids or your family, do they consider it cool? Does mom drive a cool car, according to the kids?
Oh, no. Well, and my kids are all older, because we got this when they were, you know, like living at home, and now they're only one is at home. So, But they do think it's cool that they get to go these places.
Oh,
so.
There you go.
I tell you what.
Look, that
what
works.
In the car commercial is this? Because I'm looking at a Honda Odyssey.
They do pre-credit checks and no credit,
yes.
Down credit.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Catherine, we appreciate you telling us a story about your amazing car. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play Wordplay for your shot to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Lancer Lot Sports Complex to do some ice skating.
All right, let's say good morning to Darius. What's up, Darius?
What's good?
All right, we just chilling over here. How's your Friday so far, sir?
So far, it's good. I'm actually on the way to the kids' daycare.
All right. Well, shout out to the kids. Now, we got some kids here at daycare. You have to pick your favorite one. Do you want to pick Chris? Or pick Monica. Which one's your favorite kid today?
Chris.
All right.
Oh, wow, Darius.
All right.
Wow. Okay. I see how it is.
Chris is potty trained, Monica.
Oh,
he's fine.
Hey, look, I pee my pants just a little bit. That's a problem. Okay.
All right.
I changed enough diapers.
All right, Darius. So what's going to happen is, so Chris is gone. When he comes back, I'm going to give him a word, and he's going to say the first thing that pops in his head. So what you have to do is predict the word that he's going to say. So your first word is bus, B-U-S. What's Chris going to say when I go bus?
Stop.
Bus stop is a good one. How about apple, A-P-P-L-E, apple?
Pie.
Apple pie.
Okay.
You know what? I haven't had apple pie in at least a decade.
Oh, that's good.
At least 10
cream
years.
Or something.
It's not about me, though. It's about Darius. Your next word is combination. Combination.
Combination. Oh, shit. Combination pizza.
Combination pizza. All right. Sounds good. The next word is sour. S-O-U-R. Sour.
Patch.
Sour okay. Patch. Like Sour Patch Kids. And the last one is always a celebrity, real or fictional, Tony.
Montana.
Tony Montana.
Oh,
all right. From Scarface. All right. So Monica is going to get Chris out of Soundproof Chamber. We have bus stop, apple pie, combination pizza, Sour Patch. And Tony Montana. I had to whisper the last one because Chris was walking back into the room. He's very swift of foot. Chris, are you ready?
I am ready. How did he do?
He did pretty good.
Yeah.
He did pretty good. I feel like we should definitely be able to get 2 out of 5 and send Darius to the Lancelot Sports Complex to get his ice skating on. All right, Chris, your first word is bus.
Bus stop.
You said bus stop.
Uh-huh.
Darius, what did you say?
I said bus stop.
He said bus stop as well. Mm-hmm. That's one. You just need to get one of the last four. How about apple?
Apple pie.
Apple pie, America's favorite dessert. Darius, what did you say?
Apple pie.
Nice.
You said apple pie as well. Let's see if we can get 5 for 5.
Okay, all right.
Combination.
Combination lock.
Combination lock is what Chris said. Darius, what did you say?
I said pizza.
He said pizza. Combination pizza.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
All right, two more. Sour.
Sour. Oh, gosh. I want to say Sour Patch Kids.
Okay, you said Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah,
Darius, what did you say? He said
Sour Patch.
So that counts. Uh-huh. That counts. And then the last one's always a celebrity. Uh-huh. Tony.
Tony. Tony Romo.
You said Tony. Hey.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Man, after my heart right there. Uh-huh. He said Tony Romo. Darius didn't say Tony Romo. Darius, who did you say?
I said Tony Montana.
It said Tony Montana.
Tony Montana.
Yeah.
Still got the first two right.
Yeah, you did. All right, so that means that Darius, you're going ice skating at Lancelot Sports Complex from K92.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
The weather's going to be great this weekend. Can't even front, can't even lie. But you still need to watch some TV. You need to watch some movies. You're paying for those streaming services $50 a month,
yeah.
But you can't share the passwords anymore. Mm-hmm. So you better get the use out of them. We want to give you a couple of suggestions of things to watch over the weekend. Monica, is there anything that you're binge watching or something you're looking forward to binge watching?
I kind of want to check out, it's Griselda, I think is
Griselda,
what it
is. Griselda starring Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, I kind of want to check that out on Netflix.
I've had a lot of people post about that on my timeline, and people are saying it takes a while, takes a little bit to get into it, but once you're on board, then it's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, I've only heard great reviews. It's so good, you know a show is good when you're being sued by the family that you're talking about.
Mm.
The family that Sofia Vergara portrays, Griselda and her entire family, they are now suing Netflix.
Oh,
about
God.
This limited series. So you know it's a good one. You know it's hitting home.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. So I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah, so that's Griselda. It's a limited series. It's on Netflix. Sofia Vergara, she kills it. She is not the woman from Modern Family that you're used to.
Mm.
Oh, absolutely not. Also on Amazon Prime, Mr. and Mrs. Smith starring Donald Glover. It's a show based on the movie with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Great reviews, over 90% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
I saw the trailer for that. It looks good.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Yep.
Okay.
And it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, who's playing Mrs. Smith?
Oh, I don't have her name in front of me.
Okay.
Jane Smith is her name. I don't know what her real name is. But the one I'm most excited to talk to you guys about is the greatest night in pop history. Do you know when that was? The greatest night? In the history of pop music?
When Britney Spears had the snake dancing around it, wrapped around her, or maybe when...
As a teenage boy, you would be correct.
Okay. How about...
I support that.
How about Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke when she had her foam finger?
Also, as a teenage boy,
wow.
I support that night as well.
Yeah.
But no, it's actually when 46 of the biggest pop stars in the world got together to create the song... We Are the World.
Oh, yeah. Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Yes, he got them all together.
It was right after the Grammys, and there is a documentary on Netflix right now about the night and the chaos that went down that night. Like, for example, Prince was supposed to be a part of that song, but he beat Mike in the Grammys that night, and he went to Waffle House.
I can see him doing
it. He didn't even show up.
Yeah. And you know what? Michael, he was petty sometimes. Michael Jackson would be
Michael
petty sometimes.
Definitely petty.
And it's, yeah, yeah. And so I did see like a clip of him getting on one of the artists about her singing and the face that he made. Like she hit a note and he didn't like it.
One artist that he didn't get on because she wasn't invited was Madonna. So they're talking about how Madonna wasn't invited, how Prince walked out, and somehow how Dan Aykroyd ended up on the song.
Huh.
It is the greatest night in pop music history. It's on Netflix. It's a documentary about We Are the World. Make sure you check that out. For more information and the trailers to all of the Binge Watch Weekend, just visit our website, K92Radio.com.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And by the way, if you missed this hour's code word that could score you $1,000 to help pay off those holiday bills, it is new, N-E-W. Go to K92Radio.com. You'll see where it says $1,000 plastic payoff. You click that, there'll be a space for you to enter the code word new, N-E-W, and you could win $1,000.
And that's a very important word because today is the last day of the $1,000 K92 plastic payoff. So make sure you enter the word new and you're listening to Bob Patrick at 3:20 and 5:20 because he's going to give you two more words, the last chance, an extra $1,000 in your bank account. You need it. You want it. Go get it. It's yours.
Look, that $1,000, that could be a down payment on a Honda Odyssey. Look, it,
why are we talking about Honda Odysseys, Monica?
Because we were talking about cool cars earlier in the day.
Cool cars that last a long time.
Yes, yes, that last a very long time. Catherine, she came through with that information.
I just feel that anyone listening right now feels deceived because the way our interaction just went, I said, Monica, why are we talking about Honda Odysseys? And you said, because we're talking about cool cars. And everyone in their car was like, But they are very efficient.
Yes.
And they last a long time. And that's a cool car is a paid-off car, according to Catherine, Chris, yes. and everyone else.
Look, just because you don't think a car is cool as Antoine doesn't mean that somebody else doesn't think it's cool.
Yeah, that minivan is smooth.
Everyone wears beer goggles from time to time. Let's see what else we got going on. Next week, starting Monday, we have a few new giveaways. We don't want you to ever leave the show empty-handed.
No. So on Monday, we have what going on? We have Rail Yard Dogs.
Yes, because it's superhero night next weekend.
Uh-huh, so you get to dress up in your costume. Are we going to dress up?
No.
Okay.
I'm not dressing up, Mom.
Okay, well,
they're
okay,
not giving
well,
out candy. I'm not dressing up.
So we'll have tickets for you all next week.
That's at 6:40. And then also at 8:20 next week, we're going to give away some free certificates for you to get a service from Saltfoot Sanctuary there at Hotel Roanoke.
A
and then
day.
Everybody that wins a service goes into drawing for a 3-month membership. And we'll give that away next Friday.
Very nice.
Yeah, so it's make sure you're here for your chance to get that spa day that Monica was saying at Saltfoot Sanctuary at Hotel Roanoke. We want to spoil you. We want you to spoil yourself. So all that's going down on Monday. But before we get out of here today.
Well, the morning thing, Nuggets. Work until your bank account looks like a phone number.
Guess I'm not leaving here today. Yeah, put in a few more hours.
I'm working through the weekend.
Whatever you decide to do this weekend, have fun, be safe. Brand new episode of The Thing is on Monday morning. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.